Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spencer catches it and throws to first to double up Marshall. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Marshall trying to get to second. Cepeda throws to second, with Rogers covering, who tags Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt is walked intentionally. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Don Elston. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will scores. Taylor moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Mays steals third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards right. Marshall fields it and throws to second to catch Wagner for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Cal Neiman. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Lou Jackson now playing right field. Chick King now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mays hits a pop-up towards the mound. Singleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill White pinch hits for Felipe Alou. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.